Welcome to Because I Want to Know, the podcast where I interview guests about their crazy, unique occupations or life experiences. I'm your host, Leslie Fear. So let's get into it, shall we? Hey, everyone. I'm back with a solo episode. I hope you're doing well. It's been a few weeks. And I wanted to talk to you guys about something that happened today. I was talking to a friend and we were talking about timelines. And my mom chimed in as I was talking to my friend and said, timelines are going to start tightening up. And I was like, huh? And then she said, there's not going to be as many Mandela effects as we've been seeing. Because people, I don't know if you guys saw the tennis player who said the ball went through the net as he was playing. And I don't remember where it was. I don't think it was here in the U.S. It was maybe the French Open, maybe something like that. Not even sure on that. So don't quote me. But if you saw it, the ball actually went through the net. Literally, it's on video. It went through the net. Like it kind of warped and then it literally went through the net. It was really crazy. And mom said that's going to stop happening so much. Like timelines are going to start tightening up. And I don't know if this has anything to do with CERN turning off their collider for 4 years for repairs, because they do that every now and then to repair it because they have updates and all the things. So I don't know if that has anything to do with it. I'm not getting yes or no on that with mom. I just know she said timelines are going to start tightening up and Mandela effects are going to stop happening. Like, I can't tell you how many videos I've seen of people saying, I lost my pair of earrings, or I lost one earring, and now I just found two more of the same earring that I lost one of, and those kinds of things. Or I lost my bracelet and now I found it. There's no way it could have been where I found it because I looked there a bajillion times. It's that kind of stuff. That's going to stop happening. I think this was the residual effect maybe of possibly CERN and the wormholes that they create within that tiny space of splitting atoms. I don't even know. But she did say timelines are tightening up and we're going to see less Mandela effects. So I wanted to put that out there for you guys. Another thing is, it feels to me, now I know things are still happening and I know, you know, we're still hit with this administration in the U.S. at least with crap after crap after crap, hourly, daily for sure, you know, and it's just never ending. And it feels to me like it's starting to crumble for them and it's getting better for us, which I'm so glad. And my mom's nodding her head kind of going, yeah, that's true. Okay, good. Because he can't keep anyone in his administration because once they make him mad or make him look bad, they're out. As we all know, that's what happens. So we shall see with that. And I'm going to try not to be too political, but I do want you guys to understand that I do think things are going to get better for all of us. I want all of us to be happy. I don't care who you voted for. I don't care where you stand or what you love or don't love. I want all of us to have good lives. And I want all of us to be able to afford going to the store or going to the gas station or daycare or meals on the table or whatever. I want everyone to have as equal opportunity to have a good life here and around the globe as much as possible. So that's my two cents for that. I did talk to mom about AI. You know, they talked about AI hacking another AI system. And then that kind of freaked him out. And then they tested it again and it hacked like three others, like even more proficiently. And it's kind of freaking him out. And I got the impression from mom that they're going to do something, pass a law or make some ordinances or whatever they're going to do to kind of rein that in a little bit. But she said, we don't need to be afraid of AI. AI is man-made. And if we do it right, AI can be so helpful for all of us. Mom even said AI will help even more with like cancers, technology, robotics in operations. I'm listening to her right now. Just so much technology. Oh, reusable energy, solar energy, everything that we can use AI in the way of calculations and determination for future events because they can see where pattern recognitions are going, those kinds of things. AI is really good for that. So she's kind of indicating, don't be afraid of AI. They're going to rein it in. They have to. because there's been too many people that are just really freaking out. Like all the AI people are like, guys, we got to get a hold on this. So I do think they will. And sooner than later, because we know it's got to be pretty fast. So there you go with AI. Okay. As far as global warming, yeah, it's happening, guys. You guys know we have a super El Nino here in the States. And I think the last time it happened like this, 50 million people passed because it was drought in one area and overwhelmingly raining in another area. And that affects both summer and winter in those areas. So it's just one of those things where that's why AI will be really helpful for renewable energy, because we have to get a hold of this. I don't know if you guys remember, I'm old enough to remember when Al Gore put out a book that was called An Inconvenient Truth. I don't know if you guys remember that. But even back in the, I think, late 90s, was it the late 90s? I'd have to look, but it was a long time ago. They were talking about global warming then. It might have been in the early 2000s, because he wasn't in office and neither was Clinton. But, you know, it's still something that a past vice president cared about, and he wrote a book about it, and everything he said is happening now. And it's just sad. People think, oh, well, Mother Earth is really upset with us. She's not upset with us. She has to readjust to this. That's for sure. Mother Earth has her own consciousness. And my mom indicates that she's truly just having to readjust to this. So therefore, you've got the earthquakes, you've got the storms, you've got that too. And as you know, the storms are also related to global warming, not always, but they can be. And but earthquakes, that's a different story. Volcanoes, that's a different story. So she's adjusting. She has to. There's none of this negative energy that I hear people talk about from Mother Earth. So we don't have to worry about that. I wanted to talk to you guys also about something. As you guys know, I talk to so many near-death experiencers. I think I've got like 20 plus people now that I've interviewed on my podcast over the last 6 years for near-death experiences. And I made a post on my TikTok that kind of went viral. I think there's like 40,000 views so far, which isn't that viral, but you know what I mean. It got some attention. And I wanted to reiterate what near-death experiencers tell me, because they tell me three core things. And I don't know if I've ever talked about that specifically in my solo episodes. I know I've gone over it with other people that maybe I'm telling them what I do on the podcast and what they say. But let me just tell you, there's three core things that near-death experiencers always tell me. They say the other side is more real than here, which is crazy cool. And just what? What's more real than physical reality, right? I don't know. They also say they didn't want to come back. It didn't matter if they just had a baby or just got married. The other side is so incredible and so lovely and so blissful. They didn't want to come back. It didn't matter. And the third thing they always say is there's no religion on the other side. We all go back. We are all slivers of source experiencing itself for our soul's evolution, and also to add that knowledge that we're getting right now as we speak and before we die. We're adding all the knowledge that we got in this lifetime, in this body, to the collective consciousness. And mom even told me this. This kind of blew me away. When they say we add our knowledge to the collective consciousness, my mom was like, that's why the universe expands. And I was like, what? It's not just planets, you know, big banging all the place. She goes, well, yeah, that too. But she said, we expand the universe, our physical universe, with our collective consciousness knowledge. What? Okay. She has told me that, and I keep forgetting to tell you guys that she's told me that so many times. But it makes sense. It makes sense why they're like, the universe keeps expanding and we can't explain why. Well, that's what my mom just said. It's our collective knowledge, whether it's present now and we're alive doing it now because we're talking about it, or we add it to the collective consciousness when we pass. She just said it can happen while we're alive, and it happens when we pass away. Because everything's happening at once, it kind of makes sense, right? I just thought that was so interesting. And it does make sense. It rings true to me, and it feels right. So I just wanted to share that with you guys. Oh, this is something I wanted to talk to you guys too about something. I see a lot of people, because they're having a problem keeping up, you know, in the economy, and it's just so sad to see people struggling. And I hurt for all of you guys, because gas sometimes goes up, usually stays up, doesn't really come down. Diesel's so expensive, it's even more expensive than gas. our electric bills are going to go up, these data centers, which I'm really against those. We have enough. We have 400 in the state of Texas right now, and they're proposing more. And that's scary to me because we can barely make it on our own grid. Of course, we're on our own grid here in Texas. And yeah, I don't love that. But because of all of this stuff that's happening in our world, everything seems more expensive, more scarce. I'm not saying we can't go to the grocery store and pretty much get what we want, because we can. And one thing we do here, we produce our own gas and oil, and we can refine it here. We're never going to run out of gas, from what Mr. Global, and I love him, says, because he used to work in the oil industry and he spoke to Congress about it so they would understand, because I don't even think they knew, but he was the expert and he explained it to them. But this war, I'm so sorry to hear that this war is not done yet and it's not over. And I just think we need to bow out. But we're dealing with someone who doesn't want to take a loss. He never wants to take a loss. So I don't know what that means. And I have no inkling to know what that means. But I do know things feel better. And I don't know if it's because of the astrological thing, you know, the Barbo's basket. He did say, the guy, his last name was Barbo. He was an astrologer. And he's the one that said there's going to be this basket formation of planets. And the way that they align up, it's going to introduce an amazing, beautiful, lovely new world for all of us. And I was like, okay, that's amazing, right? Didn't say we're not going to go through some trials and tribulations, but he did say it's going to usher in a beautiful new world. Okay, so that's good, right? Because I pulled some cards. And you're not going to believe the amazing cards I pulled, because I said, I want the collective of the United States and our government. And as you guys know, we affect everything in the globe. So this affects all of us. But that's why I kind of stick to just United States for now. It won't always be that way. But right now, we're the center of attention. And I hate that we're losing trust of other countries, but I have no say so over that. I can only do what I can do. But I did pull some cards for the collective consciousness, for the energy for the rest of August, for the United States, and for this administration. And I'm going to tell you what they say. Oh my goodness, guys. Okay. So the first one is the Nine of Cups. And that's like a wish fulfillment card, right? It signifies like personal happiness and emotion, satisfaction, a sense of well-earned self-contentment. Like, we've all been so patient. We have all been like, okay, how long do we have to do this? Even if you want it a certain way and you're like, I'm so sorry I did that and voted that way because it's not what I voted for, the whole thing. We're all in this together and I want all of us to be happy. So that card to me makes me feel like, okay, we're almost out of the woods and things are going to start really looking up for the collective, for the United States, and for our government. I take that as a really good card and a win for us. Now, the second card I pulled was the Hierophant. And that's kind of cool because that represents like tradition, spiritual wisdom, shared belief systems, commitment, structured guidance, formal unions, those kinds of things. And I'm like, okay, wait a minute. That's also a really good card, right? Because it's like, we're all coming together, regardless of where you are on the spectrum of, I believe this way and I'm only going to vote here, or I believe that way and I'm only going to vote for that, you know, and we're all coming together as we should. We are all one, guys, and we should come together and we should do everything we can to help all of us, not just oligarchs, not just whatever, right? We want everyone to have, I do. I want everyone to be happy. I want everyone to be able to afford their lives. I think it is a human right to have food and shelter. I really think that's a human right. Do you have to work for it? Yes, you do have to work for it, but I still think it's a right. I don't think you should have to pay to be human. I just don't think that's correct. I don't think that's right. I think everybody, you know, regardless if you have a mental disability, regardless if you don't have any money or whatever, everybody, in my opinion, deserves food and water, and they deserve a place to lay their head at night. I just believe that. I didn't always believe that way, guys. You have to pull yourself up by your bootstraps. You got to work for it, which I do think you should work for it. But sometimes you're unable to. You know, if I were to be in a car accident tomorrow, or God forbid, get something happen to me to where it's I have to have an operation or get chemo or whatever, right? Do you know how many people go bankrupt with medical bills? Yeah, we need to help each other. Why are we giving all this money to these people that don't want to help us? And we vote them in and they don't work for us. It's that kind of stuff, right? So this is a good thing that we're unifying, that we're trying to come together and have more shared belief systems, you know, and maybe pop some spiritual wisdom in there too and say, hey guys, you know, we're all going back, regardless of how you feel about your own person you worship. And by gosh, do that if it makes you a better person and you love it. That's absolutely what you should be doing. But we're all going back. Doesn't matter. We're all going back. Doesn't seem fair, but we are. We're just slivers of source experiencing itself. You know? I mean, so when you go for your life review, you judge you. You know, no one else judges you. You judge you. And I think that's what they mean by hell. Because I don't think it's real fun when you see all the crap you did, you know? Because trust me, everybody's got a little baggage when it comes to life reviews. All right, so, and the last card I pulled was the Ten of Cups. Another amazing card. I mean, what? I mean, this is like, you know, divine love. It's like the ultimate card of emotional bliss, you know, family harmony, domestic peace, happily ever after, a fulfillment shared with others. You know, it's just... And those cards all came together and they all kind of mean the same thing in different ways, but it means unity. It means loving each other. It means coming together. It means working together. And I love that for us. And I about fell out of my chair when I pulled them all because I took a while and really shuffled and then cut the deck and then shuffled some more and then cut the deck. And finally I was like, okay, now it's time. So I'm telling you, this is a good thing. I really think we just need to be patient, guys, and know that good and better things are happening and are happening now. We're getting some election results back for people that I think would be really good leaders that don't take, you know, money from other countries to do their bidding, and they only work for the people. And that's really, truly all we need, guys. We just need some honest, good people that listen to all of us, not just to the people that have money and not just to the people that, you know, make them feel good about themselves, you know? So with that, I'm going to post this pretty fast because if I wait too long, so much stuff happens and then the things I talk about aren't real relevant anymore. I hope you love this episode. Just remember, if you'd like to leave a review, I would love it if you would. It helps bring people to the podcast. And also, I write paranormal romance novels, and they make great gifts. Or if you're a reader, take them on a trip with you. The paperbacks are all available on Amazon, and the ebooks are also all available on Amazon. And I have a link in the show notes for anyone that is interested in that. And I also have a Buy Me a Coffee. It's a little tip if you want to give me a tip for running the podcast. You don't have to. Just spread the word to people if you want, or just leave me a review. Whatever works for you. I just appreciate you guys giving me your time and know that we're coming out of this, guys. It's slowly but surely we're coming out of this. It may take a while. There's still going to be bumps along the way. We're still going to have them. But at least it's looking up. It really, truly is looking up. I can just feel it. I can just tell things are starting to crumble in the right ways for us to rise above it. And I love that for us. I really do. And I love you guys. And I will talk to you very, very soon. Bye.
Well, I love providing Because I Want to Know at no cost. So if you like what you heard, please leave me a 5-star review, or you can just buy me a cup of coffee. It's kind of like a Patreon, but you don't have a monthly subscription and you can give whatever you feel led to give. I am a one-woman show and I do all of my scheduling and my interviewing and my editing. So just know your support is so greatly appreciated. And one more thing, I am a paranormal romance novelist and you can find all of my books on Amazon. Just look up my name. I'm very easy to find. Thank you guys again, and I will see you next week.